A fix and flip on a home is not there to create long-term wealth. You're buying a home, you're fixing it up, you know, the gains. What's that family on A&E? They Chip and Joanna, they go on, they buy a home. That to me is not an investment. They're not creating long-term wealth. They're looking to buy a home to fix it up, and they're looking to actually crystallize equity and go buy another one and do the same thing over again. That to me is not an investment. That to me is a speculative. Hello and welcome to the Happy Money Podcast. We are your hosts, Michael and Gino Barbaro. And in today's episode, you guys better buckle up because we've already started before we hit the record button. We're going to be talking about investing versus speculation. And my son and I have a big disagreement on what an investment is versus what a speculation is. So I'm going to kick it off to you, Michael. What's an investment versus what's a speculation in your mind?
I want to start this off by saying it's currently 10:55. We had planned to do this at about 10:05. So we talked about this for about 40 minutes. It could have been like three episodes.
So what did you get out of those 40 minutes? What did you glean?
I have no idea, but let's find out.
Okay, Michael. To me, an investment is some asset where I put my money into, where I'm looking to generate a long-term. I'm also looking to get paid while that's happening. In my mind, a speculation is where I put money into an asset hoping just that the price goes up in value. I'm hoping that somebody dumber pays a higher price than what I paid for. That's the difference in my mind. And we're going to go in this show, we're going to have 10 criteria, whether it's purpose, time horizon. We're going to go through those 10 of those quick. But what is it in your mind?
An investment seems like the best way to describe it is you have this amount of money and you're trying to get a return based on a percentage over time, right?
Okay.
And so that can be buying a building or buying a business with the intention of, hey, how do we create value out of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so buying a stock, you know, you talked about dividend stocks versus non-dividend stocks, but really in my mind, it's, you know, are we not only, but do we have a reasonable assumption and can we back up those assumptions that the price or the value of that thing is going to go up, right?
Okay. The first one is the purpose. When you're investing long-term in an investment, you're investing to build long-term wealth through ownership and value creation. With the speculation, you're looking to profit from short-term price movements, fix and flips, and stock trading. So in our business of real estate, I buy an apartment building. What is my intent? Is my intent to do a syndication or flipping that apartment building in the next 2 to 3 years? To me, that is more of a speculation than an investment because I'm not getting paid. My mind is not worried about getting cash flow every month. My mind is at the end of 3 years to crystallize that equity and to pull it out and go invest my money or speculate my money elsewhere. Now, there's nothing wrong with that strategy. What I'm trying to convey in this show is I just want people to understand the difference and make sure that they understand what they're trying to accomplish. I think when you start out, you need to speculate more. You need to create more equity so you can start investing your money in an investment that pays you every month, that pays you a dividend yield every month.
So the main difference that I'm hearing is that investing and speculating is dependent on getting paid every month.
No, it's also short term. A fix and flip on a home is not there to create long-term wealth. You're buying a home, you're fixing it up, you know, the gains. What's that family on A&E? They Chip and Joanna, they go on, they buy a home. That to me is not an investment. They're not creating long-term wealth. They're looking to buy a home, they're looking to fix it up, and they're looking to actually crystallize equity and go buy another one and do the same thing over again. That to me is not an investment. That to me is a speculative play.
So with that, number one is, what is long-term wealth? What does that actually mean?
Long-term wealth to me, in the real estate space, you're buying an asset. You're hoping to be able to operate it over the long term, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, whatever your horizon looks like. And with that amount of time, that investment generates so many different benefits. You have principal pay down. You have price appreciation just from hedge against inflation.
This is on real estate specifically, right?
This is real estate specifically. Okay. You have massive tax benefits. So that's what an investment yields. An investment yields long-term wealth through value ownership. That's not what you're thinking about when you're speculating or fixing and flipping a home. You're looking to make a quick buck, turn that buck over, and do it over and over again. Once again, great strategy, but you're not trying to have different goals when you're investing versus you're speculating.
So even with that, let's say you are a construction company and your main business is building 100 houses and selling it.
Yes.
So for what reason would that not be, for example, investing in a business or investing in real estate? How does that differ?
Because you're not owning anything. You're buying the, and listen, building is great until it's not. There are so many builders that have gone bankrupt because they follow the market cycle and they keep repeating their mistakes. Okay. So they build homes and then they're building it for fees. They're building it to get paid, which you need to do. But once again, it's market timing. You're looking to sell out of it. You don't have long-term ownership. You're not creating any kind of long-term value. Unless you're a business and you're a company that builds and you can show that you have repeatable processes, systems,
so
controls.
That's kind of it. Right?
Different. Well, to me, that's a bit. Now you're talking business. Talk about the business side of real estate. You're talking about two different components. One is the business side. One's the real estate side. If you're building a business, you're creating long-term wealth. You have more of a mindset where you're trying to cash out. And I love the thing where you push back to me. You go, Dad, well, what about if I buy a business and I don't get paid for the next 3 to 5 years and I sell out? I'll make that argument. I love that argument that you made to me.
Okay. So again, with that, it's one of those things where when I hear speculation, I hear the idea of not really studying the market as much. I'm just going to put money in 3 stocks and see what happens, right? In my mind, that is completely different than saying, hey, I'm going to build this business. I'm going to learn the market. I'm going to understand what's going on. And let's take e-commerce, for example. I'm going to study e-commerce. I'm going to study Amazon FBA, FBM, all these different things. And I'm going to see how the market reacts. And I'm going to actually, you know, make an effort and what's the word? I'm going to control what happens in this business, right? Yeah. And so with that being said, how is that, in your mind, different than investing?
Once again, to me, it's the intent. Are you opening your e-com store where you can build a business where it's cash flowing, where you're getting paid every month?
Okay.
Or are you building a business, whether you're a tech entrepreneur or you're building, you know, Kushina Crochets, where you're saying to yourself, I'm going to build this revenue stream. Mm-hmm. And hopefully in the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, I can build it to X and I can sell out of it and crystallize and make a ton of money. That's great. Right. That to me is more speculative. You're taking a much bigger risk than if you have a business that's cash flowing and paying you every month and you know truly what the value of that business is.
So this is where I get tripped up is I hear a lot of it has to cash flow. And that seems to be the only thing separating between an investment in speculation.
That to me is a big component of it. Yeah.
It's a big component, but it's also longer term, Mike.
We got the long-term components as well.
It's longer term, but what about having an e-commerce store that you build for 7 to 10 years?
Yeah.
And let's say it doesn't cash flow. Let's say you are doing this with the intention of, I'm going to sell this for 10 times.
It's a bad investment in my opinion then. There's nothing wrong with it. You just made a bad investment.
A bad investment even if you 10x your money or 20x your money.
But you just said it didn't cash flow.
It didn't cash flow. No, but you're building up a clientele that you're buying. You're building up customer reps, right?
Yes.
To be able to sell that off to the next person who
wants
to take it.
To me, that's not that. To me, at that point, that's not speculative. If your whole component was like, I'm going to build this business, I'm taking
control.
Without
cash flowing.
But the intent is to cash flow in this business, right?
The intent is to sell out in 7 years. It's to build up the business enough revenue-wise, because e-commerce is a huge.
It's still, to me, a speculative component to it. Because you're taking a risk and you're not getting paid at all for 7 years. Wouldn't you say there's a lot of speculation in there where you're not getting paid?
I would say risk, not speculation. Because speculation is just, I'm going to put, in my mind,
okay,
press a button, step aside.
Right? That's not what it is in my mind.
Okay, so we have different, so yeah. That's the thing. So tell me about your mind is more about speculation.
My mind is a speculation. I'm taking something speculative. I'm going to take massive risk. I'm not going to get paid for it. I'm going to buy a piece of land. I'm speculating that this land 5 years from now is worth more than what I paid today.
Okay. But with that, like, you're not doing anything. You just bought the land and you're letting it sit there compared to the guy who's building an e-com store that's actually putting in, you know, effort and actually doing things with it, right?
Maybe.
It's a very, very different gameplay there.
it is a different gameplay, but it's you're still taking a risk on buying the land. You're still hoping and speculating that it goes up in value. You're not getting paid at all.
You're hoping that
it
goes up in value. Yes. You control the revenue of your e-commerce store. You can choose just to let it sit there, or you can choose to open new products, get sponsorships, do all these different things, right?
Yes. So when you're talking, but you're talking now business. I'm also talking investing in stocks, investing in other areas. Businesses, it can be speculative, but you're building the business to sell out.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's more speculation in that business than if the business had a stream of revenue that you were getting paid from.
Okay, but then again, it goes back to stream of revenue. It goes back to revenue is what's dependent on, or cash flow is what's dependent on asset investment versus speculation. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. We're just disagreeing on the cash flow element of it. I've been in the real estate business long enough where I see people that are buying stuff. Syndication is the same thing. It's very similar to what you're talking about. I'm going to buy this business. I'm going to buy this building. I'm hoping that in 3 or 4 or 5 years that I've done really well, I'm going to flip out of this thing and I'm going to make money. It's the same thing as building an e-com store.
That's speculation in your mind.
That to me is absolutely
speculation. What about syndication where you get cash flow?
But what's the intent? Most syndications, 95% of the syndications are built on the premise that the sponsors need to exit that deal to be able to get paid.
Okay.
So it's already from the mindset that it's not long term. They're not doing it for long term. They're using other people's money, other people's capital. The majority of them do not give out a yield to the owners.
So
they give out a yield to the investors, to the limited partners.
Okay.
That's the other component. So they're getting paid acquisition fees, and then on the back end, when they sell, that's when they make their money. And the vast majority, that's why we exited syndications, because I didn't want to hold an asset for 3 years, barely get paid for it, and make a ton of money in the back end, and then have to pay all those taxes on the back end. I'm not creating long-term wealth. That to me, once again, that's not an investment. I was speculating. And the problem is you can get caught in market cycles when you're speculating.
Yep.
Whereas an investment, you've got a long time horizon and there's less risk in that time horizon. If you hold an asset for 3 years as opposed to holding an asset for 10 years, there's a lot less risk. You can always buy real estate. You can't always sell real estate.
Difference. But again, I want to go back to that because there are plenty of people who do purchase, who are part of syndications, but they do get a yield.
Yes.
So what are those people? Are they speculators? Are they investors?
Those people that are investing in a syndication, they're investing for the yield. They are more, those are the people that are in that. They're the ones who are investing for sure. But the people who are running the real estate deal, the general partners, their intent is not. You made a great distinction there. I'm so glad you made
Thank
that.
You.
That is awesome, bro.
Thank you. I love
that distinction because you're seeing it right now. Two different sides of the coin. The people investing in the syndication, the limited partners, their intent is to get a yield on that asset.
Okay.
And it's also sort of speculative because they know it's a 3 to 5 year hold. They want their money back. The majority of people who invest in syndications want their money back. So they're already thinking about it. Yeah, I'm going to get a yield, but I'm also going to get some appreciation. So they're looking at it as an investment, but also a little bit of a speculative play. Whereas the majority of general partners who put these deals together for syndications, they're the ones who are more on the speculative play. A lot of them,
simply because in your mind, they're not getting a yield.
They're not getting a yield and they're looking to exit shorter term,
okay,
3 to 5 years. I mean, during the height of it, Mike, in 2018, 2019, people were holding these assets for 18 months and flipping out and making great money. That's awesome. I love that. But to me, it's not an investment. It's more of a speculative play.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay.
Whereas it's interesting because if those people had not sold their assets back in 2018 and 2019 and still had those same assets today, do you know how much they'd be worth?
Probably a lot more.
A lot more.
Because of inflation and everything went up in price as well, man.
And you can't find deals right now. And the rents went from $700 to $1,200. So that's the point that I'm trying to make. Understand what you're trying to accomplish with your asset. Are you trying to really create long-term wealth, trying to preserve your money, trying to create a yield, or are you trying to go into an asset, a business, short-term, 3 to 5 years, make a ton of money and jump out? They're both great strategies. You just need to know what you're trying to accomplish. And I'll give you the perfect example. When we tried to do those vacation rentals back in 2016, it's not that they were good or bad. It's I didn't have a clear understanding of what I was trying to accomplish. Was I going to buy these things, hold these long-term, cash flow them? Or was I just buying these things and in maybe 2 or 3 years, fix and flip out of them? I didn't have clarity on them. That's why, to me.
So with that, I want to bring up this point. Instead of the word speculation, because again, a lot of people are speculation. You think I'm just going to sit there and just see what happens kind of thing. It seems like fixing and flipping is more of a business thing than a speculation thing.
It can be.
It can. Okay, so tell me how it can be.
Well, if you have systems, processes, and you're buying 12, 15, 20 homes a month, and you actually understand your margins and all, so that's more of a business. And then if you can package that business and sell those systems and processes to somebody else, that is more of an investment. But if you're doing it just to create a rip every month, you're not creating any long-term wealth. You're just not. You're creating a big...
But does an investment need to be dependent on long-term wealth always?
Not always. There's certain...
What case would it not need to be dependent on long-term?
For me, the word investment, I consider it to have a longer-term component to it. Okay. I consider it to be able to be able to pay me. You know, that's what I'm looking.
So you're specifically looking for an investment to pay you money.
I'm not looking just to crystallize equity, right? I'm looking for long-term appreciation. I'm looking for long-term value creation. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. To me, fix and flips are great. They're a great way to get money in the shorter term to be able to put into an asset that I can hold longer term, and I can cash flow and create wealth if you can have both of those working at the same time.
So with that, I want to talk about one of these things says control, right? And so it says investing says some degree of control or influence, and the speculation is little to no control outcome dependent on market behavior. So I want to stay on this because a lot of these things like e-commerce business, even if you are essentially flipping them or a business or a rental you're flipping, you know, I would argue that that has some degree of control that you can control. Right? Mm-hmm. Because you need to know where you're at in the market. And again, market behavior is that's a lot of things too, right? That can even be selling your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how does that play into it when you do have control over said e-commerce or rental?
So that could be one of the stipulations. So with when you're speculating, especially like in real estate and in stocks, I have that as examples of stock. When you're speculating in a stock, you don't really have any control of that. It's really market dependent. With Bitcoin, it's market dependent.
Yes.
Wide, you know, you're looking at it, and that's the thing. Remember when I showed you last year Bitcoin, we had it. It was up 50%, and within 2 weeks, it was down. We had only been up 10%.
Yeah,
I didn't get paid at all that. The whole time, that to me was a speculative play, and it's I want to hit a home run, and like there's nothing wrong with that, but I didn't get paid at all. I didn't crystallize any of that equity. I just left it there, and I was just market dependent. All of a sudden, news comes out, and the thing tanks.
Okay. There was actually, I'm going to take a bit. There was a joke about that when Bitcoin hit 120 and then it went down to 80.
Mm-hmm.
There was a joke where it had a McDonald's sign and it said, all Bitcoin investors, come make your job applications here. I had to share that. I'm sorry.
Well, the emotional component, talk about that. You had control. The emotional component. To me, investing is disciplined, rules-based, patient. That sort of talks about what your e-commerce. So your e-commerce has a little bit of investment component to it as well, because you have to be disciplined. You have to have processes. You have to have systems to be able to build a business. So I think I'm wrong, and I think you're right in that respect, because there is a little bit of investment in that. Although in my mind, like I've been down this road, I've invested in so many things and I look back at them, they haven't really. They've been more speculative.
I think the main thing I see is that, you know, I think we're comparing really good investments we've been in compared to, and that's what we've gotten used to, which is cash flow. Cash flow is a great business. It's a great investment. But I think that, you know, there's different kinds of investments that don't have to be cash flow dependent. I think cash flowing assets are the best asset. But I think the main thing we're talking about is that there's two different kinds of investing, right?
Yes.
Right. And that's the main thing.
Well, that's what I'm trying to convey here. To me, you have to understand what you're trying to accomplish with your investment, with the money that you're putting at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're building an e-com store, there's a ton of risk there, but there's also a ton of reward there.
There's a ton of risk, but again, the goal is, and I have this written down here somewhere as well, the goal is the risk profile. We're trying to mitigate our risk as much as possible. And that goes for e-commerce, that goes for real estate. And so the best way to do this is to, again, invest in yourself. Which is to make sure that we are learning how to, again, mitigate our risk. And, you know, that comes down to how we can invest better.
So what you're telling me is you're telling me to tell the listeners to go to Barbaro360.com and have them schedule a call with us. talk about business coaching, investing in yourself. And that's what I've learned. That's why these conversations are important, because we can disagree on certain topics. And then I'm like, hey, Mike, you know, you're right on that topic. I think I agree with you on that topic. But this last one, I'm going to wrap it up with this: outcome over time. This to me has hit it home. This is why people may get rich with speculation, but they don't get wealthy with investing. Read that one, Michael. What is investing?
So it says here, designed to compound wealth.
That's right.
And then you wrote, for speculation, gains are often inconsistent and difficult to sustain.
So my whole mantra with fixing and flipping homes, you're going to hit some, you're going to make some money on some of them, you're going to lose some. There's not consistency.
You're saying it's not, okay.
And you're not compounding your wealth over time. Right? Okay. You buy an apartment complex back in 2017 at $45,000 per unit. Today, it's worth $108,000 per unit.
Yes.
That is compounded over time.
But with that, we're not talking about speculation. Now we're talking about a great investment and an investment that can do just okay.
But once again, what was the intent of the investment? Was the intent of the investment just to hold shorter term, or is it longer term designed to compound that wealth?
I mean, it depends on, let's say you're buying a fix and flip and you're estimating that, you know, you're going to start with 2,000 square foot houses. After 3 years, you're going to go to 3,000 square foot and so on and so forth. So how does that strategy differ from what we do?
Are you owning them long term and compounding the wealth long term? If you're buying the home and owning it longer term, and in 10 years, you've doubled the equity on that, right? And you've created massive wealth and you've got some great tax benefits, and tenants have paid down the thing, that to me is an investment.
Okay.
But if you've bought that home with the intent of flipping it out in 16 months to make a few bucks, that is more of a speculative play. There's more, a lot more risk in that. And it's not, it's you with the investment.
It's a lot more risk, right?
Yeah.
With risk doesn't always mean speculation.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's when you speculate, you're taking chances. I mean, you're always taking chances when you invest money, but I'm saying with the speculation, there's more risk because the mindset is quicker, shorter, boom. But with an investment, you're like, hey, I have time here. I don't need my money back. I can let my money sit there and I can let my money compound. And oh, I'd love to get paid while that's happening.
Okay.
Have I convinced you even a little bit?
No. Not even a little bit. I'm sorry.
Not even a little bit?
No, because it's one of those things where, you know, well, again, I think it's just the definition of speculation is different in our mind. For me, speculation is I'm just going to go buy a stock that I don't know about and just hope that it goes up, compared to I'm going to create a business built around even fixing and flipping and just one-off checks. Like, I think that that's significantly more on the investing side than speculation, because speculation, like I said, is dependent on, you know, just like whatever happens kind of thing, right? And so even with stocks, I would argue that stocks are more investing regardless of if they pay you a dividend, because you actually need to know what you're doing and you need to study the market and kind of, you know, let that work for you in a sense, right?
So you're going on the assumption that people actually look at stocks, they research stocks, they understand trailing 12s, they understand price, they understand all of that. That is a big leap, because I would say a large percentage of the population doesn't do that. So that's part of the problem.
Yes, but just because they don't do that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Once again, is the intent to hold a stock longer term to create wealth? That's where the line divides between investment and speculation for me. So if you're saying I'm going to buy the stock for the next 5, 6, 7 years, I'm looking for this thing to go up in value, then that to me, I can call that an investment. But if I'm looking to buy a stock, Apple, I got a great tip. I think this stock can go to 150 in the next 3 months.
Yeah, that's more of like a, you know, you're counting cards at the casino kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's a speculation.
That we can agree on.
Okay,
yes.
So I'm buying Bitcoin at 80,000 because it took a big dip. I'm looking to buy that thing back up, sell it 100, and people make a ton of money on that.
They do,
but there's
not really an investment.
There's a speculation to that. You see what happens when we talk this thing out, Mikey? We can come to some type of agreement. That's all I want. I just want people to understand that, hey, I invested in Bitcoin. Well, did you invest in Bitcoin because you're going to hold it for the next 5, 6, 7 years and make sure and hope that thing goes up and you're working on it and you want it to create long-term wealth? Or, hey, I just put money in Bitcoin. I'm hoping it goes up in the next 3 months and flip out of it. Great. That's not investing in Bitcoin. To me, that's speculating in Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's gambling.
He agreed. Finally. It's always good to agree to disagree. Just leave it off that when you're looking at investing or putting your money to work, just understand what your goals are. Understand what you want to do. And if you do, Michael, want to become wealthy, You have to think long term. You want your money to ultimately compound. Thanks for tuning in to the Happy Money Podcast. We are your hosts, Michael and Gino Barbaro, and we'll see you on next week's show.